fun. So thank you for coming.
And look at this amazing space. Normally we meet in a place more fitting of geeky guys like us. I remember one meeting where I was standing in socks in a Chinese restaurant or something, talking about FireWire a number of years ago. That's our usual affair. So I think before we get into it, I might, because we have so many visitors tonight. Yes?
Can we stop for just a second? His dad actually can't hear.
Oh!
So he isn't aware of what's going on.
Well, that's no good. Yeah. I can't see anything out there. I'm blinded. Are you there, Frank? Yay! Yay, Frank. So what did I say? Oh, man. This is... we're here to honor Frank Lyko tonight. And this is a real rare treat for all of us. Normally, this type of a little ceremony happens at an international convention, which are held in New York City, usually either San Francisco or Los Angeles or somewhere in Europe. And it's very, very rare that a local section like this gets to do something like this. The only other time that I'm aware of that it ever happened was in Nashville. I wish I could remember the guy's name, but they gave somebody in Nashville, one of their legendary country music producers, an award because the president of the AES happened to be in Nashville, and he could make that happen. And so we're very, very honored that you're here tonight, Frank, and that we get to honor you. And maybe without further ado, let's get into it. Oh, yeah, I wanted to explain what the AES is, because some of you are not normal attendees to these meetings. The Audio Engineering Society was founded in 1948, a long time ago, by a bunch of audio enthusiasts. This is back when the audio field was really young and was just becoming known as a discipline, really. This is back when vinyl was just being invented and radio and television were just starting to take off, and people wanted to talk about audio and share their experiences and knowledge and work together. And so this little organization started. And throughout time, it's been kind of the backbone for most of the major developments in the audio profession. So stereophonic recording, multi-channel recording, the compact disc, MP3. You got one of the inventors of MP3 in the back there. All of the amazing developments that have taken place in the audio field have been nurtured and incubated and debated and fought and discussed within the Audio Engineering Society. And for those of us who call ourselves audio professionals, it's our, for lack of a better term, our club. You know, it's how we get together and hang out and share information. So, you know, speaking for myself, it's been very great for my own career as I've come up with crazy ideas and wanted to create businesses. It's been there to support me through that, and I've learned everything I know about audio and met a lot of amazing people. And it's not unlike the Motion Picture Academy or the Recording Academy, if you're familiar with the Grammy Awards and the Oscars. We're the technology guys behind the scenes doing all the tech work. So it's an international organization. We have chapters in just about every country in the world. There's probably been about 100,000 members throughout the history of the organization, and as you'll see in a couple of minutes, the who's who of the audio field and really the entertainment field have been members and participated in this organization. So it's a great organization, and we're really excited that Frank is winning tonight what is arguably the most important award that you can get from the Audio Engineering Society and therefore in the audio profession, the honorary membership. I copied down what the bylaws of the AES say an honorary member is. It's a person of outstanding repute and eminence in the science of audio engineering or its allied arts. In other words, it's a lifetime achievement award given to somebody who has stood out in front of everybody else. And it's very rare that this award is given. And in a few minutes, you'll see the list of recipients who have received this in the past. It's a tremendous honor. For Frank and for the rest of us to be part of this with him. So why Frank? Well, for those of you who don't know, Frank was a studio engineer at CBS 30th Street Studio back in the sort of golden age of music recording. And I mean, his discography goes on and on and on, and it just reads like you know, American culture. You know, Miles Davis, Tony Bennett, Arlo Guthrie, Barbara Streisand, Louis Armstrong, Andy Williams, Thelonious Monk. It's just amazing. I mean, his career is unparalleled in the audio profession. And a lot of what he was doing before we had all this fancy equipment that we had today. And he was doing it with just a couple microphones and a few knobs and making those amazing classic recordings, many of which are just absolute classics in American culture. And his contributions to recording and to music in general will live on forever. I know many people who are very renowned in the recording profession, people that win Oscars every year and sell, you know, platinum records. And all these guys looked at Frank as one of the masters, one of the true luminaries in the field. And in fact, some of them were part of the committee that got Frank this award. This is a way for the masters to really honor the master. So an honorary member is somebody who just stands out beyond everybody in the recording field. And I wish we were in New York in October with 1,000 people in the room, you know, of the top people in the industry on their feet giving a standing ovation to Frank. Because that's really the weight of what this award is all about, what this ceremony should really be about. More recently, the last few years, we in this local little chapter of AES have been blessed with Frank's presence. Hearing his stories about how he did it back then and sharing his wisdom. And it's fun when we have a speaker talking about something very technical and lots of computers and stuff. And Frank's like, oh, well, you know, back in my day, I had one mic and one take. And, and it plays every single Christmas, you know, on TV or whatever. It's just really been a treat for us, Frank. I mean, in a way, you've become kind of our audio grandfather here in the Pacific Northwest. I have to say, I've known a lot of the local AS guys for decades, and I haven't seen I don't want to get too mushy on you guys, but there's been a real strong sense of love in this group the last couple of years since you've come to us. And since your stroke, the amount of caring that's gone out toward you, and, you know, we rallied around you, and you're just an inspiration and a treasure to all of us. So we're very excited for you, Frank, that AS has chosen to do this.
Everyone has been so marvelous, and I appreciate everything that all of you have done. It makes me very happy.
Yeah, well, you make it very easy, Frank. You're such a wonderful person. There's such a spark of life that comes out of you, and it's just a joy to hang out with you. So I mentioned, you know, this normally takes place at an international convention with lots of people who are much more important than us. I asked the president of the AES, Jim Kaiser, who's a mastering engineer in Nashville, if he would come here tonight. And he said, oh, sorry, he couldn't make it. But he gave us a recorded greeting to Frank, which as soon as the projector heats up, we'll play that. He did this on his webcam this morning to me, so it's not the highest quality, but...
But it's fresh.
But it's fresh. It's real. Unrehearsed. And it's, you know, a great example of one of the most renowned engineers in the world doing, you know, masters, a lot of the stuff that comes out of Nashville, saying some nice things about Frank. So, hit it.
Greetings. As president of the Audio Engineering Society, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome Frank Lako as an honorary member. Frank's remarkable career recording so many seminal artists over a period of 5 decades is virtually unparalleled. There is a timeless quality to tracks like Tony Bennett's I Left My Heart in San Francisco, Miles Davis' Round Midnight, and many more that are part of Mr. Lako's legacy. He is an inspiration to all who appreciate the art of music recording. Congratulations.
Next, we have a little slideshow with music that Frank recorded. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pirate now indeed.
on the speakers out there. By the way, tonight we have some really special Myers speakers that we'll hear about later. Thanks to Dan. I mentioned earlier that this is a very rare award. It has been given out a number of times since 1948. And if you look at the list of people who have received this award, you'll get a real sense of the gravity of this award. Now, for those of you who are not engineers, you might not recognize a lot of these names, but there are people who basically invented a lot of the fundamental technologies in electronics, you know, the theories that are used across the spectrum in all of science, and some of the most celebrated artists also. You'll recognize some of the names. We have a list here that we'll play. So, Fletcher,
yeah.
Harry Black, feedback. Jensen speakers. Nyquist, digital audio is based on the Nyquist theory. Yeah. Bode, Les Paul, I'm sure you've heard of him. Leonard Bernstein, anybody hear of him before? Macintosh, C.C. LaBelle, I don't have time to mention all these people. Walt Disney invented Mickey Mouse. Fairchild was one of the early pioneers in electronic ICs. Yep, invented the record. Neumann, big time in microphones.
Cyril Harris designed dinner at home.
Oh, cool. I did not know that. It was an honorary member. That's cool.
John
Mullen? Yeah, Eugene Ormandy. Robert Von Karajan, John Argle. Yeah, these are big. Sidney Harmon, who just died within the past few weeks. Sir George Martin worked with a little band called the Beatles. He was the last one that got it last year. And so, you're an amazing company, Frank. So at this point, if we could get Frank to join us up here on stage, I'd also like to invite the fellow AS committee members who are here tonight to join us on stage. And we'll do our little award presentation. What a great looking group of guys, huh? Look at all these nicely dressed fellows. Audio guy. I'm not a video guy. So. How do you turn this thing off? There's no car button.
Button on the back. Hope not. It's passive.
It's a DLP. There's Frank. So I have here the official honorary member award. This is a beautiful hand calligraph. I can't say that word. With real gold and everything on it. Isn't that fancy? And it says, the Audio Engineering Society presents this honorary membership award to Frank Lyko in recognition of achievements in the recording arts and in gratitude for sharing techniques and experiences with the members of the AES Pacific Northwest section. Signed by the President and the Secretary of AES. Congratulations, Frank, and welcome to our group.
I feel very blessed that I'm part of this nice lineup of beautiful people. And those pictures that were shown reminded me how lucky and how happy I have been because of working in music. It was a blessing, and I thank God for it. And this, of course, is something I had never even thought of, but I'm honored to be part of your group and to hear all the nice thoughts that you all have. I didn't write a speech because I don't know how to do that. I only recorded, I never spoke. Thanks a million, all of you.
And no celebration would be complete without a toast. And so for a little extra fun surprise, we have champagne and a cake out in the lobby. So we'll meet you out there. Now, we gotta promise you'll come back in here for the rest of the meeting, though. We're budgeting 15 minutes for this. So come on out and get a glass of champagne. We have both the alcoholic and the unleaded version. And if you don't want to come back to the meeting, after we come back, we're going to be getting into all the geeky stuff. You're welcome for that if you want, but...